We are excited to welcome you back to Gather to Scatter. We are Jordan, Mariah, and Rachel, three friends who love to talk about Jesus. Today, we will be finishing our Faith and Work series by talking about Sabbaths. We must gather well to scatter well. We'll laugh, we'll cry, we'll definitely be weird, but our hope is that we will encourage you to scatter well alongside us with a solid foundation on Scripture.
Love it.
But before we get into our chat about Sabbath, Mo, do you have our tete-a-tete?
Chit-chat. Okay. So, this one, this one's funny because, well, it's like a, it's kind of like self-reflective, so maybe it might be hard too.
Okay.
It's kind of hard for me to even have even thought of my answer also, but we're also our own worst enemies.
Good.
Do you think you would be friends with a clone of yourself?
Absolutely not.
Rachel didn't even think about it.
I didn't need to think about it. No, I would not.
Why?
I just don't think I would. I find myself annoying.
Oh, Rach.
Why?
Okay, so do y'all ever get into instances where you're just like you're watching yourself, like, outside of the situation, and you're just going, oh, no, stop.
Like a cringeworthy moment. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Regularly.
Yes, every time I watch back our videos.
Yeah.
Tough. That's tough. Regular.
Yep.
Regular happening.
Weekly basis.
Yeah. Oh, no. That is why, I stress out about making friends because I'm like, I wouldn't like me. Why would anyone else like me?
Rach,
because you're great. I know. It's not like meant to be like a self-demeaning thing. I know I'm very good at a lot of things, but
you're also again, a very
even
good
that,
friend.
Even that statement, I'm just like,
oh man.
So.
I think I would be friends with myself, but I would need myself in small doses.
Mm. Okay. Why?
I'm very stubborn.
I'm very stubborn,
and okay. So I mean, I guess the clone me would agree with me. But if for whatever reason we ever had a disagreement, I would be put out with me and would need time apart.
Some time.
Yeah.
I feel that in a real sense. Yes.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's funny.
Oh, I have more. I really, really enjoy when people laugh at things that I say.
Uh-huh.
I really like that. And if there was another person doing that, I would get so upset.
She would be getting your laughs.
Yeah. And I'll talk to y'all about this, like, remind me after and I'll tell you about it after. Like, there is a person that we know that I really want to like. I really want to like her. I think she's awesome. I really want to like her. I can't be around her because she is so funny. And it is my own. It is a sin that I am working on.
It's Sydney.
It's yeah, got me. No, it's not Sydney. I love Sydney.
I know. I mean, yeah.
That's funny.
She is a comedian.
I can't wait to hear who it is.
I want to like her so bad, and I'm really.
Wow.
I'm struggling. It's a pride thing.
Wow.
It's an issue with my pride.
Now I'm gonna be like, good self awareness
there. I'm combing through
y'all
other people.
Both know this person very well.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Mo?
I think yes, but I also think I would annoy myself because even my coworkers and I were just laughing about this the other day because on our Friday calls that I hold, my work dad made a comment. He's like, what exactly did he say? He's like, you're sucking the soul, like. Because I'm trying to think of exactly.
I'm
what
like,
he said.
Where is this going? So do I need to
so
fight this man?
No. I love my work to have my whole heart. I tell them all the time. I'm like, you guys, or maybe they told me because I'm like, you know, when you laugh more, you live longer. And they're like, yeah, Mariah, are you ever going to die?
Literally, yes.
And I'm like, I know. I legitimately laugh at everything. And it's like so annoying. And I don't know how not to. But
I think
like,
it's so endearing.
That's one of my favorite things about you. It's literally one of my favorite things.
Yes.
Wow, that's really sweet. I feel like I'm nervous. I'm laughing. I'm angry. I'm laughing.
I love
I'm sad. I'm laughing. Just stop laughing.
No, I love it. Oh, never really stop sweet. Laughing.
Don't stop
it
laughing.
It annoys me. I don't even know how to stop it. But they all recently made a comment on it. And yesterday was one of my coworkers' birthdays, and I was like, thanks for being the main reason why I'm going to live forever, because he makes me laugh so much.
You made his day. You made his day.
Wow.
No, he's the funniest person I've actually ever met, but
it's great.
I just died a little bit. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's good. I need to work on that sanctification. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to grow.
All right, well, that's really sweet that you guys think the most annoying thing about me is this.
The best, most endearing.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow.
Whoa. Everyone should laugh more. If you learn nothing today, everyone should laugh
more. Enjoy laughing. Yes.
But also that's like hard to date too, you know, because the guy always thinks that I'm like, you're so funny. And really it's like, oh,
I actually just laughed.
This is really just like I just laughed at everything.
Yeah.
That's just my natural disposition. It has nothing to do with you.
This is another thing that I was thinking about like a long time ago. It goes into that line. Have you ever realized, like, I don't think I've ever really had like a terrible date because I have a great time with myself.
Yeah. Yes, girl.
So I feel that. I just like, well, have a great time. And I'm like, oh, that was a pretty good date. And then I think about it, I'm like,
I'm just fun.
I don't think that was a great date. Yeah.
I kept that going because I am a good time.
Yeah, because I am hilarious.
Okay, but wait. Let's circle back because you originally said you wouldn't be friends with yourself, but you have fun on dates.
Because you're so fun.
Yeah. If another person was doing that.
No, but
you're cloning yourself.
Just you and you. Yeah. Hanging out.
You and your friend.
I still don't think I would like it.
Okay.
Well, you need... So you just have an awful time with all your friends then? Because you're like, you're not as fun as me.
No.
You're never sitting at home and you're just like laughing at yourself because you're so funny?
Yes. No. I'm lost now. I don't think that I would like myself because I don't know. I just think I'm annoying.
You think you would compete with yourself?
Correct.
No, because then you're saying so are you competing with all your friends then?
No. Because we're good at different things. Like, we all have different personalities.
Sure. But if you're cloning yourself.
If I'm cloning myself, I have the same personality.
Okay.
So I don't think I would like myself.
The psychology behind this is very interesting.
I have not had this thought ever. No, that's fair. This is literally, like, just off the dome.
That's fair. Okay.
Oh.
That's funny.
Wow.
You're like, wait a second.
I've also found myself saying that a lot, too, which is driving me nuts.
Saying what?
That's funny.
You got it from her. You got it from Rachel.
Is it?
I say that all the time.
That's Rachel's filler phrase.
Ending my sentences with "that's funny." I noticed it in New York when I was with Abby and Hannah, and I was like, "Right, shut up. That wasn't funny." And then I'm like, "That's funny, anyways." Like, what?
I literally. That's her filler phrase. If I have nothing else to say, I say, "That's funny."
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
What's my filler phrase?
Wow.
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm glad
You got it from me, babe.
Stepping away from you for a while, then maybe my filler will turn into something else because it's serious. It's driving me nuts. I'm like,
see?
That wasn't funny. Why'd you just end that with "that's funny"? It wasn't funny.
But we do. I just remember growing up and in high school, there were very specific words, sayings, phrases that I had in my vocabulary. And I look back, I'm like, why was I saying that? So I think that's something that happens. And maybe, you know, Rachel will have a new filler phrase and then I'll start doing it. Who knows?
Well, I literally wanted to just say that's funny.
That's me all the time. That's me all the time. When you're like, that's so annoying, that's inside my brain all the time. I'm like, what? That wasn't funny.
Yeah, I get mad at myself. It wasn't funny, Mariah. Yeah. There's a time and place. Wasn't it.
You wouldn't like it either. That's why I wouldn't like myself.
Well, I still would want to be friends with me. I just think I'd be annoying.
There's also one word that you both say. Stunning.
Stunning.
I do say stunning all the time.
Yeah. Stunning.
What do
stunning.
I say a lot?
Chicky.
Chicky?
I've been noticing that recently. You've been calling us all chickies, which I think is cute. I've never heard. No one's ever called me that in my life.
Is that new?
I think it's been a lot recently.
More recently?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, okay. It's cute. But that's what I've been noticing from you. I'm like, chicky. Jordan's been saying that.
Chicky. Hey,
chicky. Chicky.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you say it in person. I don't either. Which is interesting.
It's all text.
It's
always
text. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chicky.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
For me, it's more tonal with you. Like, you'll do the,
yeah.
Like, it's like that. I can't even do it. Like, you go the down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Just all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That okay. one.
Yep. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh. So do you just like, actually, do you just like hate me? Like, is that, do you think I'm annoying?
Was this all to say that you no longer find Rachel funny?
All
right, I am beside myself.
We gotta move on.
We are 10 minutes in, girl. I'm
gonna find new friends. Good. Gotta put myself out there. If anybody would like to be friends with an annoying person who says that's funny a lot. My name is Rachel.
Okay, wow. So.
Do we need a rest or what?
I know, I think we do. I think we need to talk about the Sabbath.
I think we do.
Wow. We are just on one.
Yeah, we are.
So, Rach, talk to us about what the Sabbath is.
Yes. Okay. So, the Sabbath is, and I think that in Christian circles, we can just say words and not realize that not everybody understands where that comes from. True. So, it's a very, quote, over-spiritualized words, something that we know and understand amongst each other. But if we were to say that in a non-Christian culture, they'd be like, I don't know what that word is. So, Sabbath comes from the Jewish tradition and word Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
So the definition of Shabbat is a day of prayer. So I found this article called, it's by this guy called, it's the Accidental Talmudist. And so it is a Jewish article, and he's literally going through what is Shabbat. It's a holy day of rest. So he goes into the history of it from Exodus that we'll talk more about later. But there is a quote by a rabbi, Ahad Ham, and it says, more than the Jews keep Shabbat, Shabbat kept the Jews.
Mm.
So Shabbat, this is just beautiful, I thought. Shabbat is the incandescent jewel in the crown of a Jewish life. It is an island in time that separates the work week from the holy day of rest. On Shabbat, we leave the earthly world behind and ascend to a heavenly domain where we refrain from the mundane tasks of everyday life.
Wow.
I know. I told you that's beautiful. It's beautiful.
You were right.
Yep. So there are a lot of different traditions that come along with Shabbat in the Jewish faith. There's candles that go with it. There is a, this is really cool. It's called a Kabbalat Shabbat. It's the Friday evening synagogue service.
Mm-hmm.
There's prayer and song that they do, and it's just really beautiful where it's a community that gets together and they celebrate what the Lord has done for them and where the Lord has brought them from.
And they have from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Correct. That's Shabbat.
Correct. So in the Old Testament, and we'll get more into it, there's literally a prescription of on Shabbat, you do this, you don't do this.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with not working, refraining from exerting any kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So today in the modern day Israel, on Shabbat, so from sundown to sunup, on that time, they literally will not drive. So you'll see cars stopped mm-hmm. on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a building that has an elevator,
yes.
the doors will open at every floor so that you don't have to push the button. Exactly.
Yeah. We experienced that when we went to Israel with the church.
That's awesome.
I was very confused really cool. as to what was happening.
Yeah. So there's a lot more that goes into it. But mm-hmm. so the Christian Sabbath
mm-hmm.
comes because Jesus, who is our Christ, was Jewish.
Yes.
And so the Old Testament and New Testament are married in tradition.
Mm.
And Jesus lays out why God put together the rhythm of Sabbath for his people. And there is a good purpose behind it. It looks different for New Testament Christians than it did for Old Testament, and I'm going to still call them Christians because they were looking forward to Christ.
Mm.
So that is where Shabbat Sabbath comes from.
So what when
does it look like today?
Yeah. Also, let's start with when did the Lord, I forget what word you just used, but when did he when did God show us this rhythm?
So, I mean, in the creation
mm-hmm.
narrative, I mean, mm-hmm. and I think we talked about it when we talked about work
yeah.
a little bit, because we talked about the importance of rest.
Yes.
So in Genesis, you see God creating everything that is matter.
Yeah.
Everything that you see around you today, God created in 6 days. And on the seventh day, God rested. So God is infinite and all powerful. He does not need to rest.
Right.
He is not a being that gets drained or strained.
Yeah.
But he showed us a rhythm of rest because he knows we need to, because we are not infinite.
No. That was very kind of him.
Yes.
So I started hearing more about Sabbath. It was honestly crazy at the time. About 5 years ago, multiple people in multiple areas of my life were really considering Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And so I've heard a lot of different perspectives on what it, quote, should look like today. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say what we talk about today, we don't have a rule book. There's not a rule book. People are going to have their different practices, their different opinions. And so we haven't found a rule book. We want to talk about Sabbath because scripture shows us that it was important and it still is important. So I just wanted to start off saying that. There's not a rule book. We're not here to say this is how you should be observing the Sabbath. We are saying you should observe it and honestly look into it for yourselves. We all have different lives. We all have different stressors. One example that I will give, I was talking to a friend who he disagrees with me. One of the things that I do when I am practicing Sabbath is I meal prep for the week. That brings me peace and rest because I am preparing for my week. And that calms my mind down because then I am not concerned throughout the week with what I'm going to be eating and where my next meal is coming from, either my kitchen or having to go out somewhere. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, you shouldn't be cooking on your Sabbath. And I said, okay. So like you might have disagreements with people and that's okay.
Yeah.
Why do we think this was left open-ended in scripture?
Honestly, I think because we have a tendency as humans to become very legalistic with things. Mm-hmm. And we see that with the Pharisees. We see that with the Sabbath, with the Pharisees. And yes. We see, like, you could not pick grain. You could not. There are so many things that were added to what scripture said in order to be, quote, perfect. And I think it is, you know, as I've said before, God gave us what we could handle. He also gave us what we need. And so he said, you need to rest. So we need to figure out what that looks like for us individually.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Upon, like, kind of reading more into the Sabbath, I find it really interesting that it's seemingly a command that was to, like, it was a covenant in Exodus. The Sabbath was a covenant between God and the nation of Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why Israel still has so many, or Jews have so many
traditions.
Yeah. Traditions that they practice, like even as far as the kids go to school 6 days a week, because Saturday is the only day they are meant to rest.
Yeah.
So I just find that really interesting that it's not a, you know, because the Bible tells us so much, it gives us so much other guidance on how to live our lives. So it's really interesting that this is seemingly such a big topic, but there isn't just a
prescription.
It doesn't seem to be, there's just like a clear answer to this, a right or wrong.
So if we're comparing, so in the Jewish tradition or the Jewish faith, there's 39 categories of work that are prohibited on Shabbat.
Interesting.
Wow. So yes, pray, eat, walk, rest, learn, board games, fun. No, work, kindling fire, operating electrical appliances, turning on or off lights, cooking, carrying in the public domain. So, like, you can't do any of that. And there's 39 different categories of work that they've delegated in the modern Jewish world.
Mm. Man.
But I think that a lot of that also has to do with why, and I don't know if we've done an episode on this, we should. The covenant of the law versus the covenant of grace. So in the Old Testament, we see the covenant of the law, and that is where God laid out the commandments, and included in those commandments are the instructions for Sabbath and how to keep it. And it was a prescription. It was a don't carry grain, don't do this, like don't do that. And a lot of it was to, not a lot of it, all, the law is a mirror of our sin. Mm. So it shows us that we cannot do this on our own. And so we must rely on God to do it.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is something where it's why it changed moving into the New Testament
mm-hmm.
Christian faith is because, okay, grace has always been there. Like, anybody who was saved in the Old Testament was saved through grace as well.
Yeah.
But the law was there to give them, okay, you can't do this on your own. So now in the New Testament, okay, you can't do this on your own. So you do not need to adhere to all of these rules. Now, does that mean, and Paul says, where grace abounds, should sin abound also? By no means. So we are to still strive, and we are to still work towards sanctification and being perfected as Christ is perfected. But recognizing that we will fail, and that's okay, because mm-hmm. he didn't.
Yeah. Christ did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the law. We're talking about the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
And so we see that in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, and Exodus 28, 20:8, is where we see, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Mm-hmm. And so that is where it is found. It is biblical.
Yeah.
And Jesus did not abolish it. He fulfilled it.
Yeah.
And so there is a rest. And one thing about what you just said, Rach, like, we are going to fail, we are going to sin, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That does not get that, but that statement isn't a cop out. It's not like, oh, well, I'm going to sin anyway, so whatever, I can just live in sin. No, that is an absolute twisting of scripture that we cannot fall into. We are to aim to be like Christ, accepting the fact that we cannot do it on our own, that the only reason that I am a different woman today than I was 10 years ago when I started walking in faith is because of the incredible work that the Holy Spirit has done in me, not because of anything I've done for myself.
Right.
And I just think we can get that twisted very often and very easily. Jesus fulfilling the law is not an excuse to just go on sinning.
Yeah.
If you have a regenerated heart, you will feel conviction for your sin, and that is uncomfortable and at times painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the articles that I enjoyed from the Gospel Coalition, Africa Edition, A Crash Course on the Sabbath, Resting to Rejoice. And so,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, the author talks about the Old Testament, God exhorted Israel to imitate him through the Sabbath. And the New Testament, Sabbath is a joy, not a yoke, Y-O-K-E. So that's like the physical, what word am I missing? The yoke was put on top of the animals so they could pull. Wow, words are hard. Yeah?
Yeah.
A bar. Yeah. So that the animals would have the equal distribution. And so that's like hard work. But Sabbath is a joy, not a yoke. It's not something that is supposed to burden us. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I love the most about this article, talking about, which we talked a little bit about on burnout, was why we find it so difficult to rest. And as we talked about in the burnout episode, we work so much, especially in the Western world, especially in America, and we all likely struggle to properly rest. I talked about how I struggle to properly rest because I have an ongoing stream of consciousness of things that I could be getting done that I consider to be productive. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I like that this article talks about why we find it difficult to rest. And one, we think that we don't work hard, like we're not doing enough. Two, we don't trust God. Ouch. We're not trusting God. When we aren't resting, and I'm speaking to myself, when I'm not resting, when I have that list going on and on and on in my mind, I'm not trusting God that what needs to be done will be done.
Yeah.
That's hard for me to swallow.
Yeah.
Because that, of course, is not how I look at it. I do not look at my inability to rest well as me not trusting God. And so that one obviously stuck out to me the most. Another reason is that we don't delight in fellowship. We have to cherish time with God and with his people. I think about the importance of going to church, of going physically in person to church to be surrounded by your brothers and your sisters. That is how we delight. It's one of the ways that we delight in fellowship, and we should cherish that time. Mm-hmm. We should spend time together in that way. And I just would encourage everyone to consider those three things. Like, we're telling ourselves that we don't work hard. Mm-hmm. we're not doing enough, we're not trusting God, and we don't delight in fellowship. Those were hard hitting for me. So I just encourage you to consider it for yourselves.
So good.
Yeah. Another Gospel Coalition article as well. It's called Sabbath, an Enduring Principle for the Soul. This is by Justin Huffman, and we'll link both of these in the show notes. One thing that stuck out to me, one quote, I just love. Just as Eve was created so that man wouldn't have to live alone, the Sabbath was created so that man wouldn't have to live exhausted.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, love that.
Isn't that nice?
So nice.
Yes. Eve was created to help man so that man would not have to think of Adam in the garden. He's naming all of these creatures that God has created. He's looking for something like himself and coming up empty. And then God performs the first surgery and creates a woman for him. And he says, at last, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Mm-hmm. He is so relieved to see that he is not alone. We should be so relieved to go into rest.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are seasons of everything. And so we have seasons where we're working hard and maybe too hard and burning out. Like, Sabbath is something that we should participate in regularly. It could also be a season of Sabbath, like we talked about a few episodes about when I brought up, I just blanked on the word, sabbatical.
Yeah.
Like, there are seasons of it as well where you are taking such a far step back so that you can have your soul restored.
Amen.
And I just think it's important to consider for yourself, do I need to take a season of not doing something?
Yeah.
I remember when my wedding was called off, I talked to Lou, our biblical counselor at the time, about how frustrated I was that I was like, I feel like I can't read my Bible. I feel like I can't even come to church. I definitely can't serve. So I'm not able to do the things that the Bible is telling me to do. And he said, why haven't you given yourself permission to just rest and not serve for 6 months?
Yeah.
I was like, what? What do you mean? No, it never dawned on me that I could just be and heal. And he's just like, don't serve. I don't want to see you serving here till the start of next year. He's like,
¿Por qué?
I didn't understand. Yeah. But that was so freeing. Like, he gave me permission to accept the fact that I was limited. And in that season, I didn't have as much to give.
Yep.
That's so kind.
Yeah. So I think that I love when Jesus says, when he's talking to the Pharisees, in Mark, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
Yes.
So, like, in specifically that situation, you were at a point where you physically had nothing left to give.
Yeah.
And so the Sabbath was made for you in that moment. So yeah. You could rest and be restored.
Mm-hmm.
There's another article that I love by Ligonier Ministries. And it talks about when the Apostle Paul is talking about why, I mean, people will pass judgment on how you take Sabbath and that kind of thing. He says, therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink or with regards to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. That's Colossians 2:16. So he had special feast days, festivals, and ceremonial Sabbaths in mind. That is the ceremonial law given to Israel to foreshadow Christ.
Mm.
So the Sabbath was given to us to foreshadow Christ.
Wow.
On the principle of a 7-day work week, the first and the eighth days are one and the same. That is why Jesus showed himself to his disciples 8 days after his resurrection.
Wow.
John 20:26. The new covenant church accepted this change from the seventh to the first day of the week as the day of rest and worship. Paul told the Corinthians to lay aside their giving, and when they were gathered together on the first day of the week, the ceremonial purpose of the old covenant Sabbath was fulfilled in Jesus. So the Lord's Day, as the new covenant Sabbath, is celebrated by his people on the first day of the week. So all of that to say, Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And therefore, Jesus, the Son of Man, is Lord even of the Sabbath. And that's quoting again in Mark. So this rhythm of rest was given to us, one, to, yes, allow us to rest and recuperate, but also to foreshadow the rest that we will have in Christ when we take on the yoke. That is easy.
Amazing.
And the burden that is light.
Isn't that also what the rabbi said in his article about Shabbat?
Yes. Similar. So they're still operating under...
More than the Jews kept Shabbat, Shabbat kept the Jews.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not... I don't want to speak fully into what all of that means because I am not Jewish and I haven't done enough research into it.
Yeah.
I do know the sounds difference. Similar. It sounds very, very similar, and I think the spirit behind it is.
Mm-hmm. They are still waiting for the Messiah, though. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So wow. I don't know that.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just so encouraging the more and more that we spend time in the Word and getting to know principles of Christianity and the Bible. Like, there's so much beauty. Mm-hmm. And I think that I find myself working so hard to learn that I can forget to enjoy the beauty.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I haven't had my 30 minutes this morning with the Lord. Or, like I've said before, when I'm not doing the exegetical study of Scripture, I act as if I haven't done enough. Where these are the times where, like, I'm in one right now. I'm not doing that. I'm doing a devotion and I'm spending time in prayer. And that has been so much more fueling to me. Not to say that it's more significant or less significant than the exegetical study that I enjoy, but it serves me in different ways. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling more in tune with the Spirit than I usually do. And that's a good thing. And it is just so beautiful to see things like that and just like, okay, God, go off. Like, he's so cool.
That's so good.
Oh, man. So should Christians keep the Sabbath? This is an article that I kind of am struggling with, honestly, because I've read it. It's Desiring God, Should Christians Keep the Sabbath? It came out in 2021. And in reading it, it almost seems as if this author is saying that we don't, I can't decide if he's saying like we shouldn't or we don't have to. So I want to talk to you guys about it.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not going to read the whole article here, obviously, but I'm going to scroll through it. It's long. It's not too long. You should read it.
It's great.
But yeah, I'm struggling through it and want to work through it with y'all. Should Christians keep the Sabbath? He said, the question may sound nonsensical to some. We keep commandments 1, 3, 5, 10, don't we? So why would we skip number 4? And so he talks through different passages of scripture and says, Jesus says, I will give you rest. And so we see that, you know, Christ's first coming, it did not abolish rest. He says it ushered in a deeper kind of rest than the Sabbath could ever offer. Mm-hmm. And we see in Colossians 2:16-17, Paul is talking and he says, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of things to come. But the substance belongs to Christ. And he's saying things like that. And then he's going like, okay, let's look at Old Testament and the New Testament. Old Testament, Exodus 31:14 says, you shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Yeah. Everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. And then Romans 14:5 says, one person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. At that point in Romans, Paul is essentially saying, don't try to force, like Jewish Christian brothers, don't try to force our Gentile Christian brothers to observe the Sabbath.
Yeah.
And so I'm struggling with that.
Yeah. So I am reading this article. I think what this author is doing, he's trying to combat the legalistic view of the Sabbath that we were talking about. So I must not do anything on Sunday other than worship the Lord and sit and not do anything, and it has to be on Sunday.
Okay.
Because there are traditions in the Christian faith that really emphasize Sabbath, I think, to their own detriment, because they make it about works instead of about what the Sabbath truly is, which we've been talking about, which is an opportunity for us to remember and rely on the Lord for our rest.
Okay, yeah.
So at the end of this article, the one that you're talking about, I love the last few paragraphs, because he's talking about So every Lord's Day, we come again to Jesus, weary and heavy laden.
Yeah.
We trace the shadow of Sabbath to its substance. We hear again the distance of the sounds of the future Sabbath festival. We glimpse again by faith the glow of innumerable angels in festival gathering. We find rest, the kind of rest that remains long after Sunday has passed. This is the part I really, really love. So without regularly experiencing this kind of rest, so rest in the Lord.
Yeah.
And with special power every Lord's Day, it matters little how much rest we give our bodies. The rest will be restless, and our work will become a desperate attempt to secure for ourselves the rest that we have not found in Christ.
Yeah.
Neither the sluggard who works for the weekend, nor the workaholic who has no weekend, has yet learned to enjoy the rest of a true Sabbath. So it's not that we don't need to embrace Sabbath. It's that we do not need to look at Sabbath as truly just a physical rest of our bodies. We need to recognize it as an opportunity to gather with the saints.
Yeah.
And enjoy the rest and rejuvenation we experience when we come to worship together. Because it's amazing. And then also remember to rest in the Lord, not just rest our bodies physically.
Yeah.
I think that's how he's taking this, and that's how I'm understanding it.
It's helpful for me to hear you read it and talk about it. I really got stuck on the beginning of this section you're reading.
Yeah.
He literally says, so should Christians keep the Sabbath? In one sense, no. Under the new covenant, no Christian is bound. In my mind at that point, I think exploded.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I've only ever heard yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's helpful.
And that's where, I mean, and that ties back to, I mean, Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
Yeah.
So, like, it is a benefit and a blessing that the Lord has given us.
Yeah.
The opportunity and ability to rest in him in a Sabbath way.
It's not a check mark that we're expected in order to have a work done.
Correct. It is not a, you are more saved because you Sabbath well.
It is a...
You will experience the Lord in a greater, more fulfilled way if you Sabbath well.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hebrews 4:9-11. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his.
Mm.
Let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fall but the same sort of disobedience. So Jesus is our Sabbath.
Yeah.
Rest is entered by faith.
Yeah.
Faith is not passive. We need to trust, rely on, and cling to Jesus.
Cling to Jesus. Yeah. Wow.
That's great.
This is beautiful.
I know. I love this. And I love that we are, I think God is so sweet that we're doing this episode, one, right after we do burnout, and that just is kind of the way we framed it, but we're doing this heading into a time when we are going to be Sabbathing.
Yeah.
And I think that the Lord is just very, very sweet in the timing of that, because that wasn't necessarily something we planned. That's just how it happened.
Yeah. That was actually a very cool moment.
Yeah.
We considered a couple weeks back, hey, should we take a break and just rest where we're not recording and editing and posting and doing all of these things? And we said, yeah, like, let's see when it would be a good time. And we looked at this Faith and Work series, and then we saw burnout and Sabbath. And it was just like, okay, God.
Got it.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I think, we record these ahead of time. So this is our, I don't even know how many months of recording, but I think it will be
over
And then it'll be like just at 6 months of releasing when we're going to take a step back so that we can Sabbath and rest and rejuvenate. And as Rachel said, one of the reasons is because we all are doing a lot, but one of the exciting things is from our girl Mo. What do you have going on?
Oh, you know, not much. I'm just like moving.
You're moving?
A little far away.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Boston.
Yes!
Did you guys hear? Did you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Very excited about that.
Yeah. We are. We're excited for you and proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time. It's a stressful time. It's an overwhelming time.
Yeah.
In terms of all the things. Emotions yeah. are flying high.
Yeah, they are.
Emotions are high. They're low. They're all around. Yes. But I'm excited.
Yeah. By the time this releases, you'll have been there for a couple of weeks.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. Wow. Hopefully this will just be time for you to prepare and get settled and time for things to slow down for Rachel. Hopefully not too much at work, but like maybe mentally, but like just a good break, because we want to continue to use this platform for the glory of the Lord. And we want to practice resting from this as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's just a lot going on in our lives and it's exciting. Yeah,
it is.
But that's the biggest one for sure. Mo's moving to Boston.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we come back to you, we will be in two different places, which we have no idea how to do. So if you do, let us know.
By the time they hear this, it will be too late. We will need to figure it out.
We'll have had to figure it out.
Still, maybe let us know, because we could be fumbling our way through it.
Any recommendations?
Just like almost everything else. But it's been good. It's been good. This podcast has been good for us. It's stretched us. It's helped us to learn. It's been a blessing.
So
we're excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
Boston. I'll be coming and visiting very soon.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Man, any other thoughts on Sabbath, girls?
I love rest.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful the Lord
He's
himself
kind.
Needed rest, wanted rest.
And yeah. Kind. For him to show that to us.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's very good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, truly. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, thank you so much for listening to Gather to Scatter. In the spirit of Sabbath, we will be back, but not next week. So we're going to be taking time, enjoying time together. Mariah will be enjoying time in Boston, and we'll be coming back to you in two separate locations, like I said before. So we have to gather well to scatter well, and we want you to look us up on Instagram. Just search Gather to Scatter. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Keep an eye on our Instagram to see when we're coming back, and we're excited for what the Lord has to come in this next season. Yeah. So we love you. We're thankful for you. Thank you for your support. And we'll see you next time.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.